How was your week? What were the news stories and the conversations? Acumen Media breaks it down for us.
Benji, what a pleasure to see you.
How are you?
I'm very, very well. So Tanya, lots of things trending this week, I'm sure. We've had Heritage Day. We've had things going on internationally. We've had all sorts of, thankfully no hair adverts this week in the media.
Well, it might as well be. I mean, I must say, I had a bit of a depressing short week. It's been a short week. I think there's not a single South African that didn't take Friday off. So it's only you and I and Lindy today, hey? But that's okay. That's okay. But what depressed me is I saw my superhero cry. Judge Zondo was driven literally to tears at the State Capture Commission this week. I'm not sure if you saw his closing on Wednesday, but he just heard a bellyful about billions that had been plundered by the Human Settlements Department in the Free State. In fact, 10 billion. In total, what they can count was looted and not a solitary house was built. I mean, the guy just, it was the last straw for Chief Justice, when we heard the testimony that 21 million was all it would have taken to rid an entire community of the dangerous, asbestos. But the department, so Reed Zwane and my friend Ace, took the opportunity to turn that project into a 500 million looting spree. So we went from 21 bar to 500 million. No asbestos was removed. And I also don't get it. I don't get it. I'm with you, Uncle Ray Ray, because if they'd just given the 21 out of the 500, we may even have clapped. That's how easily we are pleased. It may have been that section of his day that choked him up, or it certainly could have been that non-negotiable date he set for ex-President Zuma. That was like a lightning bolt, and he said, no ways, you are coming to court. He gave two dates with lots of time, and of course the Zuma Foundation reacted. I don't blame Judge Zondo. Like, I want to speak to the man in charge. You know, the Zuma Commission with Carl Niehaus. By the way, Carl Niehaus has got a new stylist.
What do you mean by that, Tanya?
I don't know if you've seen this guy, but
I don't
in his parkies, right?
You're right. I don't really follow Carl Niehaus's style, I have to say. It's not like on my top 10 things to
do. You can't miss it. It's generally a set of khakis that probably came from Pep, okay? But this time he was dressed in a tailored suit with some very flash glasses and a crisp white shirt as he came on the TV and asked why Pravin Gordhan wasn't being given the same treatment as Jacob Zuma. So hang on, just for you, Carl, and this is only for you because the rest of us get it. It's not an obsession with Zuma. It's after almost 2 years of testimony. We want to speak to the manager now. We all became Karens, even Judge Zondo. We want to speak to the man where the buck should have stopped and not the weekend special that you replaced during your tenure. So to see that man choked up and in tears really broke me this week because he has been exceptional.
Okay. Tanya, I can definitely hear that you and Judge Zondo are having a bit of a thing.
Me and Uncle Ray Ray. But honestly, Benji, when is it going to stop? Like, we've been dealing with state capture for well over a year. I mean, we're going on for 2 years. The millions that are spent on that inquiry alone, and all we want to see is the man who actually was at the head of all this. You know, we can have all these people come out of the woodwork and testify, I mean, and be threatened and all that. But when are we going to come to a close? And that close stops with the man who was elected president, you know? So I'm with him. But while I was crying about our beloved country, the news didn't help me. Quite a depressing report. Sorry, guys. In fact, it was unbearable to watch as the El Dorado Park story with Nathaniel Julius and the bail application of the accused was broadcast live on air. There were many reasons to feel defeated, mostly because of the disabled child that was murdered by institutions that are meant to protect him. But there was more. I mean, the appalling quality of the legal teams. Did you watch it?
I did not watch it.
It makes you wonder if innocent people would even stand a remote chance in court or if the guilty would ever see an overall. I mean, these guys were literally sitting with the law books in front of them. Sure. Like there was a bail book that was passing its way between the prosecution and the defense. Like it was crazy. And then as the story unraveled, I mean, yeah, you've got these three accused, all policemen, right? One, the head of the station, right? They referred to him as Scorpion. And he is, amongst the community, he has been vilified as a man who just reigns with terror in El Dorado Park. And so here he stands with two other accused. The second accused is a female cop. She turns around and says she didn't know that the gun didn't have rubber bullets in it when she fired it. Okay? The third accused is a cop who was sick. He was off. He was, I think he was even at the clinic at the time because he was so ill. And he was called in. So no other policemen were called in. This guy was taken from his sick leave to come and what is being alleged, tamper with the scene of the crime. Okay, so now we've got then accused number two, the female officer who shot, says that she was given strict instructions to kill. And that she has been given death threats by accused number one. So we're not even dealing with Nathaniel Dewey's at the moment. We're dealing with the terror that's being rained on the actual accused in this situation. And then we don't stop there. The witnesses, and there are at least three or four of them, the witnesses start pulling out at a rate of knots because of death threats. People have that were in El Dorado Park have escaped, left, because they are so scared. And I mean, when you look at the situation unravel, this accused number one, Scorpio, it was then discovered that he has three assault charges, three criminal convictions, after he was made a policeman. One for assault, the other for GBH, and the other for malicious damage to property. How is he still a cop? Why didn't he go to jail for those crimes? And if he is given bail, and that's what the state was arguing, he's likely to go out and do some serious damage to the witnesses and the families that are involved in this situation. That's where we are. See, I had a depressing week, eh?
Yeah, you're not sounding so happy. I think you need to take the long weekend and just turn off all your social media, all your everything, and just a few big glasses of wine just to get back into things.
Just regroup.
Yeah. Bring yourself towards yourself.
Do you think it should just breathe, Lindy?
Just breathe. Just breathe.
Just breathe. Just breathe. I mean, there's some other stories on the charts. I mean, I could tell you about the death of many children that is in my online report. But then, of course, SAA needed funding. What? I'm sorry, what? Like I had to read the headline twice. Didn't SAA just disappear like a magician walked in? Not going to mention his name. Made all those books disappear. Nobody could pay their debts. And we had a brand new airline. That's what I thought. But now this brand new airline still needs 10 billion. Can't we just take that 10 billion and remove the asbestos and build the houses? It sounds like a much better idea to me.
Yeah.
What about you?
Certainly. Certainly. I think that there is a case. I mean, even to give it just to the taxi industry. I mean, the taxi industry takes more people than SAA for sure. Doesn't make sense that we're still paying for this airline.
I've got one to cheer you though. I wanted to cheer you up. So
yeah,
it wasn't all bad.
I wasn't all bad. That's good because
There's two actually.
Okay, let us know.
Did you see my creepy teacher?
yes, we did see the creepy teacher. That's the octopus spoof.
Exactly. For those who don't know, the movie My Octopus Teacher on Netflix took South Africa by storm in the past couple of weeks. And Creepy Crawly, well, not Creepy Crawly, but I suppose it was Creepy Crawly, came up with a spoof where a man got into the pool every day with his creepy It was very clever. It was on point. It was fast. And it was very cheeky. And that's just how I like social media. So kudos to the people behind Creepy Crawly, my creepy teacher, because I think it was very funny. And like some people took a lot of offense, but hey, the guy got his shine. Like my octopus teacher is a phenomenal documentary.
Who was taking offense? Who was possibly take offense at that?
Many.
Cape Townians, many. Probably.
Must be Cape Townians.
Yeah, no. I didn't want to say it.
You can't touch a Cape Townian on the octopus. Mm. That's what I'm learning, you know what I mean?
Exactly. And then my funniest story of the week is my extinct panda. I mean, you must have seen this. Donovan Tooth, who basically is a chop, guys, okay? He's the kind of guy, and I mean narcissist, that thinks women should be Stepford wives, okay? Donovan Tooth made me laugh so much this week. In case you missed it, this guy took to social media to have a rant about non-perfect women daring to show their bodies. Imagine if this guy actually got his wish, because I don't know a single woman in the history of being on this planet who doesn't have some issue with her body and at some point has fought her self-esteem to deal with that issue or tried to rectify it in some way, shape, or form. So if to ask women to step up with their perfect bodies, you're going to find very few. But the fat shamer got hammered by our social media. And at first I thought it was a publicity stunt because it was so brazen. It was just like, are you serious? And turned out, no, it wasn't a publicity stunt. He's just very dumb. And he put out a statement. Well, his employer, Panda Clothing, came out. Pandas are quite chunky, aren't they? But anyway, Panda Clothing came out with a statement distancing old Dono from the brand, Dono the Dodo. But within seconds, social media found that he is the sole director of Panda Clothing. incidentally, that range of Panda Clothing only stocks up to the size medium, okay? Because I laughed how very quickly he became an extinct panda. Because beauty doesn't quite equal brains, does it? Because if it's intelligence was one of the traits that he valued, he certainly wouldn't put that post up. The world, though, is quite bright, and we believe that idiots like you shouldn't be on social media. So we put a stop to that. All shapes and sizes of us.
Well, there you go, Tanya Curry. Thank you so much for joining us. Go have a whiskey. Go look out over the horizon. Breathe in 10 times and out 10 times. And we're going to chat to you next week, okay?
Thank you, Benji. Take care. Have a good weekend, everybody. Happy Heritage Weekend.